You had tanks?
Dude, we had everything. Tanks, Bradleys, Humvees armed with everything from 50 cals to these new Vasilik heavy mortars. At least those might have been useful. We had Avenger Humvee-mounted Stinger surface-to-air missile sets. We had this AVLB portable bridge layer system, perfect for the 3-inch deep creek that ran by the freeway. We had a bunch of XM electronic warfare vehicles, all crammed with radar and jamming gear and... Oh yeah, we even had a whole FOL, family of latrines, just plop right there in the middle of everything. Why? When the water pressure was still on and the toilets were still flushing in every building and house in the neighborhood. So much we didn't need. So much shit that only blocked traffic and looked pretty. And that's what I think they were really there for, just to look pretty.
For the press?
Hell yeah. There must have been at least one reporter for every 2 or 3 uniforms. On foot and in vans, I don't know how many news choppers must have been circling. You'd think with so many, they'd spare a few to try and rescue people from Manhattan. Hell yeah, I think it was all for the press. Show them our big green kill power. Or tan. Some were just back from the desert. They hadn't even been repainted yet. So much of it was for show. Not just the vehicles, but us as well. They had us in MOPP, dude. Mission-oriented protective posture. Big bulky suits and masks that are supposed to protect you from a radioactive or biochem environment.
Could your superiors have believed the undead virus was airborne?
If that's true, why didn't they protect the reporters? Why didn't our superiors wear them, or anyone else immediately behind the line? They were cool and comfortable in their BDUs while we sweated under layers of rubber, charcoal, and thick, heavy body armor. And what genius thought to put us in body armor anyway? Because the press reamed them for not having enough in the last war? Why the hell do you need a helmet when you're fighting a living corpse? Shit, they're the ones that need helmets, not us. And then you get the net rigs, the Land Warrior Combat Integration System. It was this whole personal electronic suite that allowed each one of us to link up with each other and the higher-ups to link up with us. Through your eyepiece, you could download maps, GPS data, real-time satellite recon. You could find your exact position on a battlefield, your buddies' positions, the bad guys. You could actually look through the video camera on your weapon or anyone else's to see what's over a hedge or around a corner. Land Warrior allowed every soldier to have the information of an entire command post and let the command post control those soldiers as a single unit. Netrocentric. That's what I kept hearing from the officers in front of the cameras. Netrocentric and hyperwar. Cool terms, but they didn't mean shit when you're trying to dig a fighting hole with MOPP gear and body armor and Land Warrior and standard combat load and all of it on the hottest day in what was one of the hottest summers on record. I can't believe I was still standing when Zach began to show up. It was just a trickle at first. Ones and twos staggering between the abandoned cars that jammed the deserted freeway. At least the refugees had been evacuated. Okay, that was another thing they did right. Picking a choke point and clearing the civilians. Great job. Everything else? Zach started entering the first kill zone, the one designated for MLRS. I didn't hear the rockets launch. My hood muffled the noise, but I saw them streak towards the target. I saw them arch on their way down as their casings broke away to reveal all those little bomblets on plastic streamers. They're about the size of a hand grenade, anti-personnel with a limited anti-armor capacity. They scattered amongst the G's, detonating once they hit the road or an abandoned car. Their gas tanks went up in like little volcanoes, geysers of fire and debris that added to the steel rain. I gotta be honest, it was a rush. Dudes were cheering in their mics. Me too, watching ghouls start to tumble. I'd say there were maybe 30, maybe 40 or 50 zombies spread out across this half-mile stretch of freeway. The opening bombardment took out at least 3/4 of them.
Only 3/4?
Yep, and that's what should have made us worry right then and there. Steel rain hit each and every single one of them, shredded their insides. Organs and flesh were scattered all over the damn place, dropping from their bodies as they came toward us. But headshots, you're trying to destroy the brain, not the body. And as long as they got a working thinker and some mobility, some were still walking, others too thrashed to stand were crawling. Yeah, we should have worried, but there wasn't time.